How one perceives McLean Community Players' production of American Idiot, the musical, depends on age. For those who came of age in the turbulent administration of President George W. Bush, the musical offers rollicking nostalgia. They'll get to move to, and at the end sing along with, classic tunes by rock band Green Day. People a decade or two older and comfortably ensconced in middle age may ask themselves, why are all those young people so inconsolably angry? Why didn't their parents teach them the patience to persevere through life's trials and disappointments? Can't they dress better? Could they possibly stop swearing so much and turn down the volume just a smidgen? The action kicks off in a nameless suburb where friends Johnny, Christian Bastillos, Tunney, Alex Redmond, and Will, Ryan Walker, are depressed by the ennui and purposelessness of their lives. They enumerate their grievances in a quartet of songs under the title, Jesus of Suburbia. Johnny and Tunney set off for adventure and fulfillment in the city, while Will decides to stay put with his pregnant girlfriend, Heather, Maggie Watts. As Will spirals more into self-pity and uselessness, Heather rebels during the number, Too Much, Too Soon. Johnny falls in with the wrong crowd, as personified by drug dealer St. Jimmy, Mike Holland, but ends up falling in love with a woman he nicknames What's-Her-Name, Ariel Friendly. Bastillo sings and acts well in the lead role and even strums a guitar during one number. Walker is tasked with drinking bong water, which with luck wasn't real. Tunney tries to find purpose by enlisting in the military, only to end up traumatized and cared for by a nurse dubbed Extraordinary Girl, played by Domenica Pratt. The play's resolution is complicated and not neatly tied up in a bow. The musical, with lyrics by Green Day lead vocalist and guitarist Billy Joe Armstrong and book by him and Michael Mayer, uses a similar story technique as the ABBA-based, much more lighthearted, Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia has the advantage that ABBA's songs for the most part are upbeat and fluffy as cotton candy, making them natural pop music classics that have been seared into everyone's brains. American Idiot strings together a plot with Green Day's music, but this at times can be hard to follow if one is not familiar with all the songs. It might be advisable to review a plot summary beforehand, something I wish I'd done. Some of Green Day's hits are quite enjoyable. The show kicks off with the title number, a raucous indictment of empty U.S. culture, then goes up and down the emotional scale. Holiday, and Boulevard of Broken Dreams, make appearances as the gang goes on its road trip. Give Me Novocaine, fairly lets the audience feel the drugs taking effect, and Know Your Enemy, is probably the heaviest rock number. Audience members of all ages probably also will move in time to Wake Me Up When September Ends, and Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. The show has no intermission, but is action and music packed and moves by quickly. Director Kendrick Weingast gets good performances from the large cast, and choreographer Gabriella Roitman brings together some solid dance numbers. Natalie Foley does a fine job with the props, which include gas masks and white sticks that double as rifles. The band is the linchpin behind the production, keeping busy almost the whole time. Kudos to the musicians, who are capably led by music director Matthew Scarborough. The performance is not for everyone, as it is laced through with profanity and features drug use, suicide, flashing lights, and gunshots. American Idiot is a scathing critique of U.S. society and confronts head-on issues of fidelity, responsibility, self-respect, the aftermath of war and reconciliation. It's an intense ride, but one worth taking, and with some fine music to boot. American Idiot will have its final performances July 28 at 8 p.m., July 29 at 2 and 8 p.m. and July 30 at 2 p.m. at the McLean Community Center's Alden Theater. Tickets are $20 to $27. For more information, see the website mcleanplayers.org.